Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. We have a very special interview for you today. It's with an old classmate of mine from Monsignor Pace High School here in Miami. Her name is Tiffany Poe. We recently, you know, reconnected after not seeing each other for a while because I realized that she is a huge fan of Jake Paul, just like me. I noticed she had attended, you know, a couple of his fights recently, so I decided to, you know, message her and ask her if she wanted to, you know, come on the podcast. And yeah, we talked, you know, a lot about Jake Paul. We talk about his two previous fights that she was at. We talk Amanda Serrano. We also talk about Jake Paul against Mike Tyson coming in July. And we also dive into Tiffany's own new journey into the boxing world. So I hope you all enjoy it. And yeah, thank you, you know, to Tiffany for taking the time to share her love for boxing and talk about her journey in this amazing sport with us today on the podcast. All right, guys. So before we start, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek. As always, you know, we're part of Team SeatGeek, and it's one of the best ticketing apps out there. And with our code RobCao, R-O-B-C-A-O, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or on SeatGeek.com. My favorite part of SeatGeek, as I always say, is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And once again, make sure to use code RobCao for $20 off your first purchase. That's R-O-B-C-A-O for $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. And what better time than now, especially baseball fans. You see my Marlins shirt there. Opening day is coming this week. If you're looking for tickets, download that SeatGeek app. Use our code RobCao and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. And now, let's talk some boxing with the great Tiffany Poe. Enjoy. All right, guys. Welcome. We have a very special guest today on the Flame Entertainment and Sports. We have Tiffany Poe. We went to high school together at Pace. So keeping that Pace connection alive on the podcast a couple episodes ago, I talked about Anthony Walker, another, you know, Pace Spartan coming back to Miami to join the Dolphins. Yeah, now we have one of my classmates from Pace, and we've recently reconnected over our love for Jake Paul. Those of you who listen to the podcast, you guys know how much I love, you know, Jake Paul. And yeah, it's been cool to find out that, yeah, I know someone who has a love for him as well. And now she's also into boxing. She's an amateur boxer. And yeah, not Tiffany, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
No, yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to discuss our love for this great guy and me being able to share my experience with everything he's doing. It's truly remarkable and amazing. It's hard to have the conversations like we were shortly chatting about, and I can't wait to get into it.
Not for sure. All right, yeah, so you're telling me before we started recording that you've been able to go to multiple, you know, fights recently. You're able to see Amanda Serrano. You've been able to see Jake Paul multiple times. If you want to start off, we could start off by talking about Amanda Serrano. Obviously, she is, you know, a legendary boxer for women's boxing. And obviously, she's one of the main, you know, puzzle pieces, if you want to call that, of MVP, Jake Paul's, like, promotion company. So, yeah, what was that like, you know, the first time seeing her fight in person?
Well, one thing I have to say is, like we were shortly discussing, the Puerto Rican community is out of this world. One, I see why he probably chose Puerto Rico to go fight in or be a fighter out of, because they are truly like for their people. I never understood that. Like, I've met people that are from Puerto Rico and they talk about it, but these people are all for, again, like I said, for their people. So when I got to see Amanda Serrano, you just felt the energy in the room. I mean, people banging on the bleachers, on the chairs, screaming. It was amazing to see all that love and support. I felt like in this little conference room, it felt like a being at a Taylor Swift concert. So it was cool to see that, watching a lot of her, seeing her composure, seeing how she carries herself through a fight. She is truly like what she is, like that 7-8 belt holder winner thing. Like, she's all of those things. Like, I don't even know how to say it. Her technical movement's great. She's smart, definitely can take many punches. If you've ever watched her previous fight, I feel like she loves to get hit for some reason, but she's truly inspiring. I think her and Jake go hand in hand with what they're doing together. especially for boxing bullies, inspiring one, women athletes, not even just women fighters, women athletes, their mission statement of just proving all odds to be wrong. Like, nothing is impossible. You can start at any age if you really, really dedicate your time and self to it. You can be a world champion. You can be anything you want to be. And I don't know, there's just so much I can say, but dynamically watching her fight, it's awesome to see how she tangles with people in the ring. She loves to go the distance. I haven't seen her do any knockouts in person, obviously, because we didn't get to see her in Puerto Rico. But I love how she is just so humbling and how she carries herself. She's truly an inspiration to this sport. And I hope I get to go watch her when she has her rematch in Puerto Rico. They're going to do it again. I know they announced it. So, yeah, that was just a little bit of my experience there at that fight.
That's amazing. It's amazing you're able to witness her, like her greatness in person. And yeah, no, that would be great. You're able to go to that, you know, rescheduled match in Puerto Rico. And then, of course, yeah, you saw Jake Paul. You've seen his, you know, most his last two fights, right?
Yeah. After Amanda, they announced at her fight that Jake will be going to the Carib Royale. And while I was there, one of the bellhop people were telling me that he was not going to be present at her fight, you know, because of contracting. They didn't want to pay him out to just be there for a couple of minutes and say hi. We did get to meet Juana at Amanda's fight, because I guess they choose some MVP athletes to obviously go support each other. So we saw Juana there. And then, so the bellhop guy told me and Veronica, like, oh, hey, like, you know, he is scheduled to come here soon to do an appearance, but we weren't expecting, obviously, a fight to come out of that. So, yeah, with Andre August. Yeah. So then we went to that. And yeah, I mean, ask me any question towards that specifically if you want. I can go over a generalized thing, but go ahead.
For sure. No, that fight specifically, I was going to try to go to it, being that it's, you know, that it was in Orlando. So it was nearby. I wasn't able to go, but like, I've watched every single one of his fights. So I watched that fight. And yeah, what was the crowd like? Because I noticed a lot of times, like, obviously through TV, I'm always like cheering for him, you know, going crazy at home. But most of the time it's like boos for him. So yeah, I'm just wondering how that crowd was in Orlando for Jake.
It was not that. I will definitely confirm to you, everybody was there to support him. And the one thing I said to Veronica when I went with her, I was like, man, this is so nice to be in an environment that nobody's booing him. Like, everybody that was there in that like intimate setting, because it was a very small room. Obviously, we didn't see him in like a stadium like in Puerto Rico, but everybody, even the kids behind us, because we had basically ringside seating. So the kids that were like behind the gate, they're all like, just cheering for him, going crazy. And we were just so overwhelmed by like the love. I was like, man, I'm so happy that nobody here is like against him. Like, we get to freely cheer for him. I will say that dynamically with crowds, Amanda Serrano's people were far more loud than the fight with Jake. I just feel like that's a culture thing. Hispanics, we can get loud and be crazy and have fun and let loose. Sure. So, but I think with Jake's fight, it was more about everybody being so there for him and excited to see him fight. So that was very nice to be in at the time. And seeing Tyrone Woodley, like, I don't know if you saw on TV, like him, I don't know if he was like a host.
He was like, from what I remember, I think he was commentating, but like from like before and after the fight, you get me?
Yeah, actually, so from my perspective, well, I got to see him in person the night before, because me and Veronica stayed in the Carib Royale, because we just, since we already did the easy route of, hey, we got to just walk to the venue and just go back to our room, we're going to keep doing that. And then the after party, if you had like ringside, they give you after party invitations. So we were like, oh, we're just going to stay here. And we're going to do it the same way for Jake Paul. So, yeah, so I got to see him when we first got in. I didn't say hi to him because I didn't want to bother him. But when you walk into the fight, you just see him right there. Like, let me see if I give you a little photo real quick. But it was really cool how we got to be so close to all of these celebrities, athletes. Like, I saw Derek. Like, I've passed by Derek at least twice now from Better.
That's awesome.
And I'm just like, wow, this is truly, truly insane that we're just close to all these athletes and stuff like that. And also seeing him come out to commentate on his fight after we've seen the past and stuff like that. But what was amazing was seeing his first round knockout with Andre August and stuff like that. I was floored. I mean, I was like, oh my God, this was awesome. A little upset because I wanted to see a fight go the distance. This was my first Jake Paul fight.
I feel you.
Yeah, I was like, damn. But everybody went wild. It's probably something I'll never forget about, honestly.
Nah, for sure. Nah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, I was going to say, what was it like, yeah, seeing such a, like, him do such a quick knockout, yeah, in person? Because, like, from TV, it was, you know, it was crazy. I was going crazy, but I could only imagine actually being there and seeing him do that in person.
Yeah, well, also, I'm pretty sure, and I hope you got to hear his walkout song, just, like, his whole entrance and everything, like, him doing Christmas music, that was awesome. Like, he really brought the hype in, and it was so great to see him finally enjoying it, because you would see him in the past, or like if you watched his like first fights and stuff like that, like he's very focused, very serious, like really, really in that problem child, like I'm ready to kill, I'm ready to like go in and dog this guy out. This time we finally got to see him just have pure fun and also tap into the problem child. I did get to talk to his coach a little bit about it because I got to meet him. I don't want to bring it up too much. Like, I feel like there's so much hand-in-hand stuff that I can talk about. So when I talked to him post-fight, he was telling me that they had worked heavily on that shot, like setting that up to secure that. And I feel like that's why, one, he's able to manifest and do so much visual work to get into that. And that's where he started saying, you know, I'm going to go back to being the problem child. I'm going to go back to being this dog. You definitely see him enjoying it, having fun, but he needed to get like connected with that. And he needed that KO. Like, it's been a while. So for me, when I saw it, I filmed it the whole time because, man, if you blinked, which I did, I didn't even get to take the contact. That's how quick it was. So it's really cool to be able to talk to his coach afterwards and ask him, like, you know, those key questions, like, you know, hey, how is it even like in this smaller arena? Is it better for you to even communicate with him while you're down on the mat and stuff like that? And he's like, gotcha. Yeah, man, like no one ever asked me that. So it's really good that we're in intimate settings like that because he gets to hear me. And I feel like that was just something like a good key component that helped them carry that victorious move. That uppercut shot was just set up so beautifully. And I think his coaching team right now is really carrying him to greatness. And I hope he sticks with them. So, yeah.
No, I love to hear that. And something that you pointed out there, like you started off with like his entrance with the Christmas music and you saw him, yeah, like more comfortable, just like having fun. Living in the moment. I think that kind of carried into his like following fight in Puerto Rico, because I saw this I don't know. He just seemed like super relaxed and calm going into that fight with Ryan Borland. And I think that's why he got another first round knockout, because he just seemed like it was like this humble confidence. It wasn't like that. Yeah. Like in the past, you know, where he was like doing too much talking and it was just like too much, you know, at a certain point. And I think that's kind of what messed him up with Tommy Fury, that he was kind of talking too much. But I think recently we see him kind of coming back down to earth and like being more humble, but still having that confident side. Would you agree?
I agree. I even think, I think he's leading his life through like more humble attributes. And I think him moving out to Puerto Rico was just such a good move for him mentally, because I feel like with all the, you know, spiritual meditation stuff he's doing, like going out to, right now he's in like Costa Rica right now doing ayahuasca with his family, but like he's gotten heavy into connecting to himself. And I feel like that's where we're also seeing the dynamic change of him and Logan being two different people right now. And I feel like him surrounding himself with more humbling, not humbling people, but good people and people that are leading him to again, yeah, like a more humble place. He's been able to lead his life a lot better, and it's reflecting in his sports. And the way that he's giving back, that's only giving back to him as well. Doing good to others will always bring great things back to you. So I feel like that he's living such a great life right now that it definitely is bleeding into everything else.
That's amazing to hear. And now, obviously, to say really quickly, with the most recent fight with Ryan Borland, what was it like experiencing that in Puerto Rico?
Oh, my gosh. I was staying with some family members that Veronica has in Puerto Rico for us to go watch the fight. And she just kept warning us, like the same thing I had noticed. The Puerto Ricans love him. They go crazy for him. They have adapted to him. He is one of us now. And I'm like, no, I see it. So when he gets announced, all you hear in the crowd is El Gallo, El Gallo. It was so awesome. I was like, man, this lady wasn't kidding. And just, I don't even think I've been to things here. I keep equating it to Taylor Swift because obviously we've seen her do crazy things. And I went to her concert, and I've never been to anything else. That's just that passionate, loving, like everyone's really present. So everybody went insane again. Like, and it's really cool to see people that are not just, you know, maybe like 1500 people in a little room or 1000 people in a little room. Like, you're seeing a whole stadium praising this man and seeing him like smile and be so happy, him even like flapping his wings. Like, it was just awesome. I got to film all of it. Later, I'll send all of it to you so you have these things. But for that, obviously us not being aware that Amanda wasn't going to be fighting. Like he said, like, oh, I really wish this could have gone the distance. Of course, he's loving these like KOs and stuff like that. I feel like he's asking the universe for something, you know, like he didn't have his KOs for a certain period. Now he's getting them. He's like, dang, like I need to keep going. But that was something else too. It was like a blink of an eye. I was not expecting it to be a KO at all. Or they had called it something else, but technically it's a KO, excuse me. But he just went to town with him. And there was a point that, again, I got to see his coach really quick and ask him after the fight. I was like, what did you tell him? Because you see a point of hesitation and then he still keeps going at him. Boom, going at him. But I was like, man, like he really did it. He went all in, he went through. And I was expecting more out of it because he was trying to, again, pick an opponent that had double the fights, double the years, times, record, whatever it may be. He was really looking for somebody that was going to be that challenge because obviously he's trying to get to that world championship title. So I was pretty shocked by that. But when he got it, he was so happy and, again, devastated because he wanted to give us a show like that. I love how he's so considerate and careful about, yes, I know this is for me, but we're doing this for you guys as well. And I think that's why I'm also a huge supporter of him, because he's somebody that cares about his people at the same time of his legacy and building everything for him. But yeah, I mean, that was crazy within itself. Everyone's freaking screaming, you know, dale puñeta, whatever, like, let's keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, don't stop. Like, and it's just like, It was really cool. I mean, I know I was off my seat just jumping up and down like, oh my God, he's going to get it again. He's going to get it again. It's like no other experience in this world. Like, Rob, I really hope you get to go to his next fight. Even if you get to make it to Tyson, we're trying to see if we can go. We just don't know if we want to enjoy it at home this time around because the traveling's getting a lot.
Nah, I get you. But I definitely, I love hearing that, like, the Puerto Ricans are so supportive of him. And, then you bring up, like, the next fight, obviously, like, this is huge news. He's going to be fighting Mike Tyson at, you know, Cowboy Stadium in July. It's going to be broadcasted live on Netflix, which is, like, it's mind-blowing. But if anyone could do it, it's really Jake or Logan. That's how I see it. If anyone could pull these type of, you know, events off. But, it would be crazy, you know, to be in the building for that. But, yeah, I was actually going to ask, if you were planning to be there, because that's going to be, like, I don't even know. That's going to be one of the most, like, legendary sporting events of all time.
Yeah, I keep having this conversation with myself. I'm like, man, I know I'm a little exhausted from traveling, because I just got back 2 weeks ago, and I'm trying to get back to my work. I've had like a lot of off days, and I need to get back on. So I want to be there exactly to see that history. And as I've been going in these fights, I'm truly being a part of history. And yes. you know when his time is done with being in the sport with maybe social media, and now it's time for his kids, like, I at least you get to say like, man, I was there for that. You know, it's so different than being at home and watching it on TV. Like, that's great too, but there is truly something magical about being there, because the events are great in itself. It's exciting. You get to see all these celebrities, all these people. Like, I had Dwight Howard walk by me in Puerto Rico. Like, I was like, what am I living in right now? Like, what? And
that's so cool.
Yeah, like, I got pretty close to him. It was like really, really weird. I was like, ain't no way this is happening to me right now. But yeah, for Tyson's fight, I want to see it because we know this is going to be something that I know a lot of people are expecting Jake to get his head taken off, basically. But I feel like people are failing to see it from his perspective. Like, if we think about Jake right now, he's somebody that, how do I say this? He wants to make history. He wants to, like, I don't know, so many things are just, he wants to be world champion. He likes to make history. He likes to give a show. And within this Netflix event, he's doing that. There's been no fight done on Netflix before. There has been nobody recently fighting Mike Tyson at this level. And at the end of the day, I find it all to be a win-win factor. It's going to be an exhibition. So yeah, like, I'm trying to even think of my things that I have here. But yeah, like, it's going to be an exhibition. So with exhibitions, it's always gain. It's a business move. He's that businessman. He's going to be thinking about this more than ever. Also, getting in the ring with somebody that's a heavyweight, undisputed champion from 1987 to 1990. Like, he's walking out at the end of the day with experience, with money, the deal with Netflix, and all the press, the good press, the bad press. It's all going to just be in his benefit. Because if you think about it from a fighter's perspective, like, let's go away from Jake Paul's perspective on the gain from this. He doesn't care if he gets his ass beat. Excuse me for my language, but he doesn't care if he does. He's going to be basically fighting somebody, again, like I said, that has those champions, which means he has the years, he has all the knowledge. He's going to be learning in the ring with him. For a fighter's perspective, like I'm saying, every spar that you take, every day of practice, you are learning. In the sport of boxing, you do not stop learning. That's how it's felt for me. Like, I'm walking in every day and there is nitpicking, fine detail. Like, it's a lot of small, simple work that, you know, even at the end of the day, you see Jake being so prepared after his 3 months of training or 6 months of training for his fights. You still see him walk away at the end of his fights being like, man, you know, like, you know, I give the guy respect. I give the guy credit because I'm walking away from this today and we're going to fine tune this. Like, I wasn't that happy here. I wasn't that happy here. And like, I'm thinking, man, you just got a knockout. Like, you should be happy. You should be talking great. No, it's truly, truly that for a fighter. It's, you're going back to work. Like, there's so many things that you learn about yourself because this sport is not physical. It is actually mental. You are fighting. Yes, you are fighting a physical person in front of you, but it's all in the mind. It's a mind game. And a lot of things come up when you're in the ring. That's why having that composure, that control over yourself, it's so important because you are fighting yourself. Like, it is truly a lot of like mental health work, a lot of physical work. So him being in the ring with Mike Tyson, it's, again, like I said, it's all game. It's all game. And it's going to give him that experience to get to world champion. I hope those are fine points for you. Sorry, I went on a little too long. Yeah.
No, no, I love all of that. And actually, you know, like, being a big, you know, sports fan that I am, like, football, baseball, basketball, all those sports as well, like, you know, add on with boxing, the majority of them are mental, you know. I'm always as a huge, yeah, like I said, fan for all my teams. I'm always like, I prefer high IQ guys than like, oh, the most talented guys. But, you know, they're kind of like all over the place. So I love that you know, talked about how important, you know, mental toughness is like in boxing. And no, I was going to ask you really quick, like what kind of got you into boxing and what's like your, you know, your journey been like in boxing so far?
So what got me into boxing, I've definitely hesitated on it because I think growing up, I know I wanted to get into some sort of like physical sport. I've been an athlete my whole life. I've tried everything. I have always wanted to be on a platform. And especially now that I feel like I have so many mission statements and I want to help people and inspire people, I think seeing Jake and what he's doing for people and like Amanda Serrano, I'm like, wow, you know, well, it's a plus because I have that personal passion to help and give back to people. And on top of that, I miss being an athlete in general. And I know that it's the one sport that really, really can humble you and break you down. And also, it's just something I've never been into. I love to try everything. And it's definitely given me that edge. I've been training for 4 months now. Since I've been back from PR, I've been a little bit on and off. I've been sick. I've been not able to go, just, you know, life things. But, you know, I'm going back today. After the Orlando fight, I had the opportunity to meet Jake's coach. And we connected very well. Veronica connected with him very well. And I give a lot of my motivation and props to him because I asked him, listen, like, I'm not trying to use you or anything. I do have a huge curiosity towards it because, like, as a smart athlete, you don't want to just kind of do these things on your own. Like, I tried looking 2 months prior heavily while I was watching the BS podcast. I was like, man, you know, I really want to get into this. It's 2 years of me thinking about this. Like, I don't want myself when I get older to regret me not even trying it. And missing the edge of sports so much. So I looked at him and I was like, I've looked for 2 months on my own. I don't want to have my time wasted by coaches because it is a scary business to get into. A lot of bad business can be made in boxing. So I wanted myself to be put in the right hands. And I was like, hey, is there anybody that you can connect me with in Miami? And he just sent, he sent Veronica the address because they, like I said, they hit it off really well. And they were just talking by the bar the first night we got there before the fight. And it was just an address. Like, I don't even think I can tell you the name of the gym. That, or I just haven't really paid attention because I'm going in and I'm working and I'm getting out. He sent him this address and he was like, look, this is my guy, Herman. Try to work with him. Tell him that I sent you and whatever. So I walked into this gym, just little old me going in. And I was like, hey, you know, I was sent by, you know, Third. I was sent by Theo and I'm looking for Herman. And this guy, his name is Raul. He's my coach currently. He was like, I was like, by any chance, you know where he is? He's like, no, he's not here. What do you need again? And I was like, I'm here to look for a coach. He goes, oh, but Herman only works with pro boxers and not amateurs. And I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm like, I'm not taking no for an answer. So he gets on the phone with Herman. He's like, nah, I'm gonna pass her off to you. So he's a part of like he has his own amateur club that he deals with to obviously develop them to make them pro boxers. So I've been working with him for months. He definitely has a Cuban style fighting to him. So I'm excited to learn all that. And Third even said, he goes, those guys are awesome. Them Cubans know how to tear it up and get down. Like, I want to send you to them. So I was like, yeah, like, it would be perfect. Like, my background, everything. So yeah, I've been working with them. I really, really thank his coach for giving me that connect and contact. And yeah, that's how I got into it, honestly. I truly give it to Jake Paul's coach. Like, how crazy it is to say that.
Nah, that's amazing. And I was going to say, you should be like proud of yourself for like talking to him, like, you know, actually having the courage to actually, you know, ask for advice from him and stuff, because I feel like I've had so many opportunities in my life, you know, to talk to someone like that, you know, of that caliber in their, you know, respective area or whatever. And a lot of times, you know, I let my mind like take over and I end up missing out on an opportunity. So I think that alone, like, you should be proud of yourself. And yeah, I think it's really true. Like, if you ask, you shall receive or whatever. I think that's really true. like you put yourself out there and look where you're at now. So I think that's amazing to hear. Like, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. And I see you meeting all these people. Like, I think one piece of advice I can give you that I honestly live in that mentality too, that I'm just like, man, if I like, there's a reason why I'm in this position. I have to make something with it, because God is going to keep sending me all of these reminders. Like, you've met so many great people. You are your biggest support system. Sell yourself always. And I wasn't in a place to sell myself with anything. I don't have like a podcast or anything like that. I was just like, man, I'm a girl with a dream, a huge dream. And I feel like, you know, God sent me this sign and this message. I've been asking one for months, you know, so I really tried to take advantage of it. And I thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for telling me that. But yeah.
No, of course.
Resignation helps you moving forward.
No, thank you. No, and no, it's definitely all God too. Like you said, God gives us these opportunities. He puts like these people in our lives, and we just gotta, you know, take advantage and actually use the gifts that He gives like each of us. So that's like amazing to hear. But yeah, no, we could go back really quickly. Yeah, to this Tyson fight. Something that one of my favorite things right about the Paul brothers is that they do things that like people never believe will be possible. And I've like always found myself over the years as someone who like I believe like I could do things that most people, you know, will be like, oh, you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? So I think this is just another example of Jake proving that, yeah, whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve. So, yeah, he's just like he's so inspiring to me. Like every time I see him fight or every time he does something with his foundation, you know, for bullying, like, and just everything he does, he's just an inspiration. So this is just another example of that. And man, it just blows my mind, you know?
It blows my mind too. Cause I'm also sitting here sometimes, like even my gym, not everyone gives him any credit. Cause like, it's hard for actual boxers. Because Jake is really doing the impossible. Most boxers do not ever get to his level that he is at. And the fact that he achieved it so easily, you know, with how much he's worked in his life, it's kind of tough for people to swallow in that community. But if we look at it in the conversation we're having right now, why aren't people on the train of it? Why aren't people being like, man, this guy, whatever he says, he does. Like, it happens. It truly manifests out for him. And I don't know, again, if just people are drinking too much of the haterade and they're not really trying to be optimistic or positive within themselves. But I think it's truly, truly impactful that he, within a week span before his fight, is able to say, I am going to get a first round KO. He has done it twice, or at least with the Andre August one. He said it and he did it. I'm going to move to Puerto Rico and I'm going to isolate myself from the world and become one of the best boxing stories ever. He truly is doing that. He got Sports Illustrated. Like, wow. Like, I wish people, and I feel like people are coming around to it, because, you know, I'm going to these events and I'm seeing it. There's a lot more people saying yes, Jake Paul, than F you, Jake Paul, or F Jake Paul. So I feel like he is having some bit of turnaround, but there's still that negative impression, you know, he's not fighting a real boxer. He's not whatever he is. And people are just kind of not equating his past two fights to real pro fighters, but they are. They just don't have the fame behind it. I feel like people will give him the credit if he were to knock out Canelo. And that's what people want to see. But again, that's like more of the entertainment side than really what he's doing. He's being very smart and strategic, even up to like his first fight. He truly is fighting people at his level. Tyson is not at his level, but he's doing that to push himself to be in another bracket. And this sport is all about collecting things to put on your utility belt. That's what it is. You're watching fights, you're fighting people, and you are just gaining new knowledge to put it in your pockets to carry you out for the rest of the journey. So yeah, a lot of topics in one. I don't know if you want to piggyback off anything
I was gonna ask you like if there's anything else specific, like in terms of boxing or Jake Paul or Amanda Serrano that you would want to talk about.
They're honestly awesome. They're great people. I feel like we need to now tag this video and be like, get on the Jake Paul wave, because honestly, you guys are missing out, and allow him to inspire you, because he's really, really doing great things. Yeah, I think the only thing I want to comment on is I'm excited to see the Tyson fight. I'm excited to see also Wanda Walter continue on in his thing and his journey, because he was great also in Puerto Rico. Has great movement. You can tell that his amateur years were fantastic to him. And yeah, hopefully, I mean, I'd love to see it. I'd love to be it. Hopefully I can train really hard for the next 2 years to get into MVP. I feel like that's a goal for myself I have. And if not, like, just become a pro boxer and have a great record and be able to make impact in communities or in our community here. And yeah.
It's amazing to hear. Yeah, what I say is like, yeah, just take it, you know, day by day. Do your thing. You know, make sure you love it. And yeah, just put in the work and God will handle the rest.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, Tiffany, it was awesome to have you on. It was a lot of fun. And no, I think we should do this again, because it's just like, I'm so happy that I actually know someone who has like the same passion for Jake Paul, because like, I'll talk about Jake Paul to like, oh, my dad, or, you know, like now my dad will watch him and I kind of tell him like, oh, dad, he just, you know, he does things that other people, you know, would never do. Or I'll tell a couple of my friends, you know, like my close circle. But like, realistically speaking, he's like, one of those topics that people get like all heated about. And I feel a lot of times, I don't know, I tend to be a fan of, you know, some people that might be controversial, I guess, in the media, whatever you want to call it. So I'm super picky with who I talked to Jake Paul with, because yeah, it's just not worth the fighting or anything. But yeah, I'm just super happy that you have like the same passion for him that I do.
Of course, absolutely. I mean, Rob, we can talk about it whenever. I mean, even if like, if we can on our end, maybe we all three can fly out if we think more about the Tyson fight, and maybe we can all do that together. That would be really cool. And then we can come back and talk about it again. Or if you ever, I don't know, want to catch up in a year, see how I'm doing in boxing. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today, though. Like, I agree with you as well. It's great to talk about somebody that's doing great things, even though they're not highlighted in that way. The underdog. I think Amen. We both share the love for underdog.
Yes. 100% always. yeah, I was going to tell you, if we are able to, you know, get a group together to go out to that fight, I actually bought a microphone recently, like one of those small little microphones that you could like connect to, have with you, you know, like put in your pocket. Yeah. And yeah, who knows? We be at the fight and we run into some, you know, people, and we could get some content out of it as well. But yeah, no. Yeah, thanks again for taking the time. And if you want, before we wrap up, if there's any other message, or if you want people to find you anywhere, support the gym you go to, whatever, any final messages you could put up.
I think one of my final messages is definitely stay inspired. It doesn't matter who you like, what you love. If you're committed to it and you love it so much, go all in, be in it. Be immersed in it, grow, change yourself. Don't stay stuck to an identity or thing that you once may have thought about yourself. Step outside of your boxes, make your uncomfortable your comfortable, and it will truly, truly change the course of your life. I guess follow me on Instagram. It's my first and last name, Tiffany Poe. I guess I'll tag my coach as well, Chidino Boxing. And yeah, like, thank you so much again. I don't have much to say right now. And hopefully maybe we get to talk and go out to the fight, or any future fight, honestly.
That sounds good. So yeah, Tiffany, thanks again. And yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll be sure to put those, you know, social media handles in the description of this episode. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode with Tiffany Poe. We talked a lot of boxing, a lot of Jake Paul. We also talked about Tiffany's own, you know, new journey within the boxing community. And it was an amazing time to reconnect with an old friend from, you know, like, as I said to begin this, from high school, from Pace. You know, got to reunite the Spartans together. You already know. But yeah, thanks again to Tiffany for coming on. Make sure to, you know, check her out on social media, you know, throughout this video. You'll see her handles. If you're listening on the podcast feed, you can look at the description of the episode, and her handle will be there, so you could go follow her on Instagram. And yeah, once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, make sure to, you know, check out SeatGeek, download the SeatGeek app, or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Thanks again to Tiffany, and until next time, everyone, take care.